Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Saturday, everybody. Welcome. We're going to change the name of this program from The Weekend with Michael Brown to The Nut Show. Damien just said, hey, your mic is hot, or something about, get ready, The Nut Show's about to start. Your microphone's hot. Because we're sitting here laughing. I was trying to decide, by the way, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I am Michael Brown, and I really am glad to have you with me. But I just want to give you a little, I want to kind of explain to you what goes in my I don't know what's got my brain addled, but my brain, I think everything going on in the world has got my brain addled right now. It all started with, I leave the house, and I know first world problems, right? But for those of you who listen to the weekday program and are regulars on the weekend program, you know, I always come in here and I've got me a nice big Diet Coke, except today it's Diet Pepsi. And it's a Diet Pepsi today because I'm sick and tired of this one place I go to get a Diet Coke, which is close to my studio. And today I decided to go to another one because it's just, it's just kind of on the way. So I pull in and I jump out of the car and I go in and boom, they're out of Diet Coke. So I end up with Diet Pepsi. So I'm just thinking, you know, there's always something in our lives. And you have to learn to kind of laugh at it. So I just get the Diet Pepsis. It's like, screw it, I can drink Diet Pepsi. I don't care. I just need something cold in my throat while I'm talking for 3 hours today. And so I get back in the car and I go scooting down this kind of three lane road and in my area of town that gets me to the interstate so I can jump on it and get over here to the studio. And I'm behind a Tesla. And the Tesla just guns it on the on-ramp, which I appreciate because I hate nothing worse than people that do not understand what the on-ramp is for. The on-ramp is so, and unless you have a crappy highway designer, the on-ramp is designed so that you can accelerate and get to the speed of the traffic, to the flow of the traffic, so you can merge in and you don't slow down the traffic. So I appreciated the Tesla doing that. But I also had to laugh because it's not quite as cold as a well digger's ass in Colorado today, but let's see what the temperature is. Let me give you the weather report. Oh, it's a balmy 33 degrees. And I couldn't help but think that as the Tesla is goosing it to get onto C-470 here in Colorado, that, well, he's going to have to pull off at the next exit to recharge that sucker. Because, well, it's cold, and I don't know what his battery charge is, and, you know, and then I got to thinking all about electric vehicles. I'm going to talk about electric vehicles because there's a great story. It's an ongoing story, but there's some new facts about it that show just how stupid we are in this country. So I'm thinking about that, and then I sit down here. I finally get everything set up. I get connected to Sherman Oaks, and Damien and I are talking. I'm all ready to go, but I'm sitting here looking at all the tabs. For those of you know that I actually don't print out most of my stories. I have a couple of Microsoft Word documents that have notes in it. And then I have, let's see, today I've got 1, 2, 3, I got 4 browsers open, and every browser has about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 to 10 tabs open. And those are all the different stories that I might want to do today. And I come in and I never know what I'm going to do. I am not one of these radio hosts that uses what's called a rundown. Okay, today I'm going to walk in, I'm going to talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm never going to diverge from that. I think that's crappy radio. I think that, you know, you've got to learn to be extemporaneous. You've got to learn to go with the flow. You got to go with your gut. You got to go with your gut about so many things in life, and I go with my gut on radio. So I come in here, and I stumble, after I get here, I stumble onto a news story. And that news story is now going to be the first story that we do. Because I want you to think about all the other tabs that I have open. I have a story about Ukraine. The London Telegraph has a story about, that a friend of mine sent me, that has a story about how the Ukrainians are, now I know you don't hear much about this in the American news media, but if you read the London papers, you'll hear about it. The Ukrainians are doing a pretty damn good job of defeating the Russians in some areas using electronic warfare. Now what's electronic warfare? That is making certain that you are able to cause your enemy to be blind electronically. You're able to jam their radars. You're able to jam their communications. They're blind. They don't know where they're going. They can't talk to each other. And you do that at the same time that you protect your electronics so that they can't do the same thing to you. And the Ukrainians have been incredibly good about that. They have learned. They've gotten better and better and better. And now they are truly, they have completely, I shouldn't say completely, they have utterly demolished the Russians' electronic warfare capability. And then you get to the bottom of the bottom of the story, and there's a little paragraph that, well, let me just pull it up. Let me just do this as a lead-in. So the, where is it? Here it is. London Telegraph. I'm sorry. So I'm reading through the story, and I get to the end of it. It's going on and on about, for example, here, the Russian military arguably had the electronic warfare advantage for more than a year, but gradually and with tremendous effort, the Ukrainians began to turn the electromagnetic tide. When the commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces cited his troops' most urgent needs back in the fall, electronic warfare systems were at the top of the list. The first evidence of Ukraine's new emphasis on electronic warfare came late last summer as its forces prepared the left bank of the Dnipro River in the Russian-occupied southern Kursk Oblast for an impending river-crossing operation by the Ukrainian Marines. And they did it. They successfully did it. It was a major feat. So I'm reading all through it. And then we get here to the second to the last paragraph. Are the Americans paying attention? The U.S. military... Are you ready? We're just stupid. We're stupid. I think the first, I've never been an alcoholic, but I understand that, you know, most alcoholics or drug addicts will say that the first step to solving your problem, to fixing your addiction, is admitting that you have an addiction. Well, I think the first problem to solve in this country is to recognize that we're stupid. Until we admit that we're stupid, we can't fix our stupid. Listen to this paragraph. Are the Americans paying attention? The U.S. military notoriously dismantled the extensive electronic warfare infrastructure that we had built up during the Cold War. It's unclear that it's even being rebuilt, even as we observe the Ukrainian military fight its way back from the electromagnetic brink. Now, we're too concerned about making sure that transgenders can get into the foxhole and that nobody will be offended by that. We're too concerned about a defense secretary that doesn't talk to his commander-in-chief for at least 5 days because he's in the hospital intensive care and they don't even talk to each other and the president of the United States doesn't even know where he is. So that will lead to the next story. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Here are the rules of engagement before we take a break. The rules of engagement are real easy. You text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I read text messages all the time. So don't forget to, if you want to interact with the program, you can email me, you can go on Twitter, you can go on Instagram, but the easiest way to do is with a text message. 33103. Start the message out with the word Mike or Michael. Go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Go hit it right now. Subscribe to the podcast. The podcast you search for is The Situation with Michael Brown. You subscribe to that. You get all the weekday program and the weekend program. And go follow me on Twitter, right? I'm sorry, X. Go follow me on X right now. It's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. Rats. Rats are next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
In a small Tennessee town, a killer was caught by unlikely investigators, high school students, and their teacher, Alex Campbell. Though the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation supports their theory, no charges have been filed. Murder 101 follows the students as they endeavor to complete the assignment.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
Listen to Murder 101 wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. You can find all the local affiliates when they carry the program, when they re-air it. Follow me on Twitter today, at Michael Brown USA. So in the last segment, we were talking about how there's all of this stuff going on. Everywhere you turn, and maybe it's just because this is the kind of stuff that I pay attention to all the time. Whereas, you know, if you're a plumber, you're focused on, you know, that profession, and you're focused on, you know, what's the latest equipment and how do I keep my costs down so that I can, make, you know, as much money as I possibly can as a plumber. Or, you know, if you're a doctor, you're trying to figure out all of the minutiae you have to deal with now in terms of how healthcare is regulated so much. If you're a small business owner, all that kind of stuff. Well, in my profession, doing this, I got to pay attention to all of these things going on, and it just seems to me that there's a lot of really serious stuff right now. Inflation is still high. Oh, but Michael, it's coming down. Yeah, it's coming down. That's like when we talk about, you know, gas prices pre-COVID were like, you know, $1.80 for a regular unleaded, and then it shoots up to, you know, $5 a gallon, with all due respect to my California, New York, or New Jersey friends, and then it drops back down to $3 a gallon, and we're all like, oh, yeah, isn't that great? It came down. Yeah, it's still higher than what it was. They announced today that the Forever Stamp, or maybe they announced it yesterday, I just heard it today, that the Forever Stamp, does anybody use stamps anymore? Who uses stamps? Anyway, the Forever Stamp is going to go up to 68 cents. And I thought to myself, well, I have no point of reference because I don't use stamps, so I don't know, is that a big increase? But 68 cents sounds like a lot to me. But if I told you what I thought the price, if I told you what I thought the price of stamps currently, a first class stamp was, you'd say, oh my God, you must be 120 years old. That's probably about the last time I used a stamp too. So there's all of this stuff going on in the world. And you go out to California. Of course, California. I sent this story to my wife because she does this too. Do you know what a glue trap is? I think that's how they describe a glue trap. I'm just looking through the story. I think that's what my, at least that's what, yes, glue traps. That's what my wife calls them. A glue trap is a rectangular piece of, let's just say cardboard, but some sort of surface. And some sort of like, a cardboard, I don't know what else to call it, cardboard. And then on one side of that cardboard, for those of you who know what a glue trap is, you're going like, my God, this is way too much detail. But if you don't know what a glue trap is, you need to understand what a glue trap is so you understand how stupid this is. So on one surface of the rectangular piece of cardboard or whatever it is a super, I mean super sticky substance. Don't touch it with your fingers. It's gooey and icky, and you'll never get off. And so what do you use a glue trap for? Well, at our home in New Mexico, we have, for example, a well house where the water well is. And it's, you know, 6 feet in the ground, and it's, you know, wood. It's boarded in, and it has, you know, sawdust and insulation on the sides. And then it has insulation on the top, and it keeps it warm so the water pump doesn't freeze and the water tank doesn't freeze. And we can use the house year-round, even when it's, you know, 20 below zero. Well, occasionally, rats or mice will find little bitty tiny cracks. I don't know how they do it. They find little tiny cracks, and then they'll get into that well house, or they'll get into our garage or somewhere. And so my wife was getting fed up with it, and so she bought glue traps. And I confess, at the time, I didn't know what they were. But a friend of hers in this area that we live in occasionally, or that we go to in New Mexico, had suggested glue traps, so she bought some. And the first time I saw one, I'm like, well, what are they? Well, the rats get stuck on the glue, and then they die. And I immediately, because I'm a smartass, I immediately said, well, isn't that cruel? Why don't you just get the regular old traps and just, you know, snap their necks, and boom, they die instantly. Well, I don't like dealing with that. I don't like more. For whatever reason, she prefers the glue traps because they're apparently much more effective. Don't have to worry about cheese or something to get them on there. And I said, well, that's really cruel. You're causing these rats to just suffer. They just suffer and they die of starvation. And she said, I don't care, they're rats. She said, and for the ones that drop down into the whale house, once they drop down in there, they can't get back out anyway. So they're going to lay at the bottom of the whale house, and they're going to starve to death down there. But they don't have anything I can pick them up with. You see, because when they get stuck on the glue trap and they die, you can pick up the glue trap on the end, and then you can haul it off and throw it in the trash. So they're pretty effective. They're pretty damn effective. Well, let's go to California. Because, I don't know, California's got a few problems. They've got a power grid that is not very effective, not very reliable. They've got outrageous costs for virtually everything. Taxes, they got a roaring debt. All sorts of stuff. Water problems, you know. California's just got problems. Well, Ted Lieu, that should ring a bell with you, a congressman from California, introduced a bill that will undoubtedly save the lives of millions of American rats. You can't make this crap up. The Glue Trap Prohibition Act, which he introduced last week, is a bill that bans the use of glue traps to catch rodents. And this bill apparently caught such great attention that Adam Schiffhead, the other dumbass Democrat congressman from California, well, I shouldn't say the other, because they're all pretty much dumbasses. Adam Schiff, also from California, was so relieved that this matter had finally hit the surface, he co-sponsored the bill. Now, no doubt the rats need protecting, and who better to ensure that rats are protected than stupid Adam Schiff? You can't make this stuff up. You simply cannot make it up. I guess Lieu and Schiff feel that we need to do better for rats. I don't know if you've ever been to New York or D.C., but I can remember one time sitting in a restaurant in D.C., and I was sitting where I let the visitors sit where they could see outside the restaurant so they could see the view of the city. And my friend had his, I think she was probably maybe a junior high student at the time, points and goes, and I turn around and there's a giant rat outside the restaurant. So now I'm thinking what we ought to do is maybe we ought to put glue traps around the Capitol building, around the congressional office buildings, around the Senate office buildings, and let's see what kind of rats we can trap in D.C., We're worried about rats and glue traps in the United States Congress. Let's see, is there anything else going on? Yeah, there may be. Hang tight, I'll tell you what that is.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
From the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise to ensure we never forget. Since then, it's been committed to supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Hook was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. He had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on his family's home, relieving a financial burden and bringing stability. The foundation helps Gold Star and fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes and homeless veterans. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. America's heroes are counting on you. 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to its programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I started the program out talking about how there are just so many things going on in the world that really kind of lead me to believe that the country is losing its way. I know you're like, well, Shazam, Michael, you're just now figuring that out. But there are different things that are happening to us that transcend politics. You see, we tend to take everything to a political argument as opposed to a cultural argument or to a freedom argument or to a liberty argument. It's just about politics. Democrat versus Republican, left versus right, conservative versus liberal, the fascists and the Marxists versus the libertarians over here. We take it to a political level, and we don't understand that if we would be better in helping people understand why we believe the things that we do, or why we think some of the things going on in the world that other people buy into hook, line, and sinker might be wrong or might have the absolute opposite effects that they think they're going to have, we might, as conservatives / libertarians, be in a better position to start actually making some inroads in changing things. Let's go back to the Tesla. As I got onto the interstate and I saw the Tesla gooset, I just chuckled to myself because I thought, you know, if I were, because I was driving my BMW M Sport this morning, and I thought, one, I could outgun you if I wanted to. Just, you know, well, I could outgun you. You think you're a hot shot? Well, watch this. But I also thought about this. He guns it. It's, at the time, it was probably freezing or blow outside. So I don't know how long his battery's going to last. And then he has to find some place to charge it. And then he has to wait for the charging to occur. And then he gets back in and it's still cold outside. So I don't know what his range is going to be. But I know that I could have gunned it even more than he did. And if I wanted to go to, let's say, instead of coming to the studio, I wanted to drive the 250 approximate miles to south to the home in New Mexico, I could have done that having gunned it and never stopped. Unless I had to pee or I needed a Diet Coke or something, I could have made it without stopping, gotten there, and still had a half a tank of gas left. Now, the M Sport, on the highway, the M Sport gets really damn good mileage. I could have made it all the way. And then I could have turned around, and it might have been close, but may have been able to drive all the way back without refueling. In the meantime, because that road back and forth to New Mexico involves, you know, altitude changes, he would probably have to stop on his way down there or run the risk that he's not going to quite make it all the way. And probably in the time that I could go down there and back, he's still trying to make his way down there. Now, why is this person buying an electric vehicle? For this individual, I don't know, and I don't care. But I do know that many people buy those cars thinking that somehow they're saving the environment, or better yet, they're saving, and they actually may be right now, they may be saving on, and I'll use air quotes here, they may be saving on their fuel costs because the cost of their electricity versus the cost of my premium unleaded gasoline, I don't know, on a comparable basis, he may actually be saving a little bit of money. But that's today. That's right now. Because what he may or may not realize, I don't know why I keep saying he, because it could have been a woman in the car. I don't know. I don't care. What they don't realize, I want to make sure I use the proper pronoun. What they don't realize is that electricity has to come from somewhere. And if we continue down this path of the government, now this is the point I want to make, of the government mandating, as they are in Colorado and California and many other places, that, you know, all new vehicles sold by a certain date must be electric vehicles. Well, where's all of that electricity going to come from? In Colorado, it has been for the past, I don't know, maybe 5-10 days, it has been cloudy and overcast. And my assumption is that solar panels have not been that very effective in producing that much power. Now, it has been windy, but when you think about wind turbines, we also had a wind turbine in northern Colorado that crashed and burned last week. I mean, literally just collapsed and burned and caught fire. And all of the, by the way, all the oil and the diesel and everything else that's inside that turbine caused a fire. And by the way, those wind turbines can't be recycled. So they just go into a landfill somewhere. So what we're trying to do to pursue these stupid policies are not going to do anything in terms of changing the overall temperature of the earth. They're not going to save the planet. They're not going to do anything. So why is it being done? Well, the guy driving the Tesla today may think that he's doing, let's just set aside that he's not doing it to save the planet. He's doing it because he doesn't want to pay $2 or $3 a gallon for gas. Or maybe he just likes the quiet of a EV. I don't know. I don't care. But he's in the minority. And when you start trying to have government intervention in something, that government intervention will ultimately produce side effects or unintended consequences that are probably worse than the current conditions or the current situation, the current circumstances. But nobody ever thinks about that. For example, part of the reason we still have inflation may not be as great as it has been, but it still has not met the Federal Reserve's target rate, so we still have inflation greater than what the Federal Reserve wants. And while it may have dropped down to, and depending on what you include in the basket of goods, it may be down to 2.8, it may be down to 3.5, down from 7, 8, or 9, it's still inflation. It's still abnormally high. And what causes that inflation? All of the money that Trump and Biden threw into the economy through COVID and then post-COVID, all of their infrastructure bill, all of their, you know, green new energy deal, all of that money is still floating around in the economy. Which is why I think the Federal Reserve actually ought to pull a Paul Volcker, as they did in the 70s, and just keep interest rates high to pull that money out of the system and bring rates, eventually bring the rates down and bring inflation down. But, you know, we never learn from history. The Biden administration, though, keeps throwing billions into subsidies for electric vehicles. And the cabal, the media, keeps screaming about how great that it is. But to show that you have the power to influence public policy, apparently people aren't buying them. And it's an old story, but some new facts. Ford Motor Company said just yesterday that it's going to slash production of its Ford F-150 Lightning, their electric truck, because demand is so low. Now, when it first came out, May of 21, I think, the media just hyped it like crazy. Native advertising everywhere about this new vehicle, about this new pickup truck. It's been plagued with defects. It's been plagued by recalls. And last year, only 24,000 of them were sold and lost roughly $36,000 on each electric vehicle in the third quarter. So now Ford's going to cut production, which means, now, I don't know whether they'll increase production of other internal combustion-powered vehicles or not, but if they don't, then those auto workers are going to start losing jobs. Or consider General Motors. It told its dealerships last month to stop selling the electric Blazer SUV because of all sorts of software and other problems. Consumer complaints are just piling up everywhere. EVs have, according to Consumer Reports, EVs have 79% more problems than internal combustion cars. Quote, "This suggests that legacy automakers need more time to work out the kinks under the hood of their EVs." Now just stop for a moment and think about what Consumer Reports is saying. They're not saying that EVs are bad, but this push, this government push through mandates and subsidies does not work because consumers want choice. We don't want to be forced into anything. And we certainly don't want to be forced into something that's not ready for prime time yet. Hertz, you've already heard about Hertz. They're bowing to consumer demand, and they're just going to get rid of almost all of their EVs in their global fleet and go right back to gas-powered vehicles. If I showed up at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport or LaGuardia or LAX, and because I'm a Hertz President Circle or whatever it is, muckety-muck, and I walked up and all they had was an EV, I'd say, thank you very much, and I'd turn around and I'd go to a competitor. Because I'm not going to suffer all of the infirmities of trying to drive an EV around wherever I am and for whatever purpose I'm driving. Just not going to do it. Point is this. Government keeps telling us what to do. We've got to start telling government, we're not going to do this. We're simply not going to do it. And it's everywhere. Healthcare, speech, education, everywhere you turn, government's intervening and telling us you got to do it this way or do it that way. And if we allow this to continue, the Republic will not survive. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Why won't the Republic survive?
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
In a small Tennessee town, a killer was caught by unlikely investigators, high school students, and their teacher, Alex Campbell. Though the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation supports their theory, no charges have been filed. Murder 101 follows the students as they endeavor to complete the assignment.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
Listen to Murder 101 wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Popolova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Kopalova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Kopalova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. By the way, this is why I love the text line. In the very first hour, we talked about glue traps. You're thinking to yourself, what? If you just tuned in, glue traps? Goober number 4512 texted me and said, Michael, the glue traps contain a chemical in the glue that causes the rats or mice to lose feeling and then to die. They really don't suffer much. Somebody call Ted Lieu. Somebody call Adam Schiff and let him know, hey, guess what? They die anyway. And what are we supposed to do, just let the rats run amok? Well, they kind of do when you think about it. Look around the country. Rats are running amok everywhere. Rats everywhere. So we're going through this charade of government forcing us to do something that consumers don't want. Why? You have to ask yourself why. You know, the founding fathers were fearful and were experiencing a tyrannical government in King George that kept telling the colonists, you must do X, Y, and Z. And they finally said, you know what, this is not what we came over here for. We came over here to live in individual freedom, individual liberty. Compare and contrast the thinking of the founding fathers to this Yahoo, John Kerry.
Can't run around and do one bespoke deal here, another bespoke mm-hmm. deal there. Mm-hmm. It just isn't going to be fast enough. Mm-hmm. And so... everything has to accelerate and by, you know, vast amounts. We have to be deploying renewables 6 times faster than we are today. We have to be deploying electric vehicles about 20 times faster than we are today.
Wow. You got to be deploying electric vehicles 20 times faster than what we're doing today. Wait a minute. Let's go back to this. All of the data shows that consumers don't want these products in numbers sufficient that it's profitable for the auto manufacturers to make and sell them. You can't just have an assembly line that's going to create, you know, that's 5% of your entire production and keep the cars at an affordable rate of purchase cost, which is why, well, that's also why the government subsidizes. So every time you see an electric vehicle, every single time, don't forget you paid for part of that. You did. And so did your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, because that was money that we didn't have to spend, that we borrowed so some dirtbag could have his little Tesla driving down the interstate in Colorado or wherever you happen to see one. But none of that's going to stop the Biden administration. Because guess what? This week, the Environmental Protection Agency sent to the White House their final rule on auto greenhouse emission standards. This is a backdoor mandate for EVs that's going to punish Ford, punish all the other automakers, if they actually respond to your demand, your consumer demand, by selling more gas-powered cars. It will also compel the companies to roll out electric vehicles before they're ready for prime time, before they work out the technological and engineering kinks. That's a recipe for them. Just think about this. More subsidies, more mandates. You push them out before they're ready for prime time. That makes them even less popular, even less likely to be bought by consumers. Do you see how stupid these kinds of policies are? And yet you got that dumbass John Kerry over in Davos telling us that, you know, we got to push out and make sell 20 times more electric vehicles than we are right now. Ask yourself, to what end? What end? Now, don't get me wrong. Let me make something clear. I don't care whether you buy an EV or not. And quite frankly, if you want one, go get one. But don't ask me to subsidize that purchase. And then don't come crying to me when you're out there stuck somewhere, as some, again, a great story on the text line, as somebody told me, that said, Michael, just before Christmas, a young friend of mine and his family were coming from Kansas City to Wichita, Kansas. They thought it would be fun to rent an EV SUV to make the trip. They made it nearly to Wichita, but they limped into El Dorado, which is about 30 miles from Wichita. They spent the next 4 hours at the toll booth waiting for the rental car company to bring them another car. The rental agent was rather snarky with my friend and asked him if he had reviewed the operational information. You see, the use of the heater reduced the range by approximately a third. Amazingly, the rental company asked him if he wanted another EV as a replacement vehicle, and being a wise young man, he told the rental agent, if you bring me an EV, somebody's going to get hurt. The founding fathers, and the very basis upon which this country is founded, is that you and I have choice. You and I should be able to have the choice to live our lives as we want. And the way we choose to live our lives means that people that produce goods and services will produce the goods and services that we want because we're making choices. That's called a free market, and that's brought us to where we are today, or where we were maybe 20 years ago. But it brings us to the point where that's a well-oiled free market machine that allows consumers to have choice, for people to make a profit by meeting the choices of consumers. And without government intervention, that free market flourishes. Now, I'm not an anarchist. There should be some basic regulations about a few major things, you know, whether, you know, product safety. I was going to argue for product safety, but I could also argue the libertarian viewpoint that product safety is taken care of because if you develop a really bad product that's designed poorly, product liability lawsuits are going to cause you to change the way you design the product. So where does that lead us? It leads us to the fact that this country's cracking up. The country is cracking up.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOOL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TOOL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TOOL.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of pro-life activists rallied under falling snow on Friday at the annual March for Life as speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the movement's major victory in the Supreme Court and keep fighting until abortion is eliminated. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith.
As you all know, Dobbs conveyed the lawmakers newfound powers at every level, federal, state, and local, to save lives. We're greatly encouraged and filled with hope and resolve.
Even Microsoft is not safe from cyber intrusions, with the tech giant announcing it was struck by a state-backed Russian hacker group last year. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Microsoft says the hacking team that it calls Midnight Blizzard was able to break into its corporate email system back in November and has been able to access the accounts of the company's top leaders, along with its security and legal employees.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Apparently, former President Donald Trump at a New Hampshire rally. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said voters should support the former president's commitment to stop illegal immigration.
We need a president who will close our southern border today.
Iran says it has successfully launched a new satellite into orbit. More on that from correspondent George Williams.
It's a historic first and marks the latest development for the Revolutionary Guard's space program, one which the West fears in connection with Tehran's ballistic missiles. The launch comes with heightened tensions in the Middle East and also just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes. U.N. sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. Even so, the U.S. position is that Iran's satellite launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to cease its activity. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
New documents from New Mexico's lawsuit against Meta underscore the company's reluctance to keep children safe.
That's according to a complaint filed by New Mexico's attorney general, who sued Facebook and Instagram owner Meta in December. The lawsuit says the company failed to protect young users from exposure to child sexual abuse material and let adults solicit explicit imagery from them in newly unredacted passages, internal employee messages, and presentations from 2020 and 2021 show Meta was aware of issues such as adult strangers being able to contact children on Instagram.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it won't be merging with JetBlue? Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit has not made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Breaking news at townhall.com. The U.S. has carried out more military action against Houthi targets in Yemen, taking out three anti-ship missiles.
A statement by the U.S. Central Command said the missiles presented an imminent threat to maritime traffic, including U.S. Navy ships, and destroyed them, as it put it, in self-defense. The Houthis began attacking ships after the conflict in the Gaza Strip began last October, saying they were acting in solidarity with the Palestinian people. On Wednesday, Washington announced it was putting the Houthis back onto a list of global terrorist organizations.
That's BBC's David Balford reporting. Mexican Marines have detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel. The cartel had kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March of last year. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León, and identified as La Cana. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which is a smart thing to do. Here are the rules of engagement. Yeah, we have rules. I'm like the government. I made up rules. But I don't have to ask for anybody's approval. I just do them. So you got to follow, these rules too. Otherwise we will, unhook your podcast or radio or however you're listening. So you got to follow the rules. First and foremost, we love text messages. That's the best way to interact with the program. You text, to this number, 33103. So you go on your phone, you type in the number 33103. These are called SMSs. 33103, then you start out in the message box with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me or ask me anything. It's a tell me anything or ask me anything, and you can do it any time, day or night. Doesn't make any difference. I read every single one of them. That's the first thing you do. Second thing you do is you go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. On that webpage, you will find an interactive map of all the affiliates, so you can find out, you know, where to listen, what time the affiliates carry the program or re-air the program. You can find all the merch that you might want to buy. There's a place to listen live if you want to listen live on your desktop or your laptop. You can subscribe to the podcast. Now, here's what you do on the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference. They all work pretty much the same. Search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Go search for it right now and then hit subscribe. That will get you the 5 days of the weekday program, and it will get you the Saturday or Sunday, depending on when the affiliates carry it. It'll get you The Weekend with Michael Brown. So you get all the Michael Brown you can stand. And then do this. Today, follow me on X. That's at Michael Brown USA. All of those social media icons are at michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. And then Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. So chop, chop, go get that done right now. So as I said in the last hour, it seems that the country's just cracking up. And we're kind of losing what kept the country together. And one of the things that kept the country together was our ability to exercise free speech. Last week, the comedian and the host on HBO, Bill Maher, Real Time. I want to say this about Bill Maher. Post Katrina, Bill Maher, well, I should say during Katrina, Bill Maher, when he was on, I think at the time he was on ABC, I'm not sure he had moved to HBO yet, doesn't make any difference. Bill Maher just ripped me a new one. Just criticized me for everything like crazy. And then his producer, after I testified before Congress about what was really going on during Katrina, this is why I have this, you know, you can say, well, I'm biased, but I have respect for Bill Maher. I don't agree with a lot of, if most of his positions on public policy, but he and I have a common agreement on something, and that's free speech. But after Katrina, and after I testified before Congress, his producer reached out to me and said, Bill wants you to come back on the program again. And actually wanted me to come on the program because I hadn't been on before. And I said, why? Why would I come on this program when he treated me like dirt in a monologue, you know, a month ago? And the producer said, because he wants to apologize to you. Oh, well, interesting. I'll consider that. So after some negotiations, I agreed to appear on the program, and I appeared remotely, and he indeed did apologize to me. So I've always respected Bill Maher for, one, for doing that, admitting that he was wrong, and for having actually paid attention to what I was saying about, here's what really happened during that whole episode. Well, he interviewed last week the former executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, Ira Glasser. Now, Ira Glasser, let's be clear about something. You can be a conservative or a liberal and still recognize that the Bill of Rights is something that we should all cherish and strive to protect. Even the Second Amendment, even that dirty little amendment about guns. Well, Ira Glasser has been speaking out in recent years about how much the ACLU has drifted away from its roots of fearlessly defending absolute free speech for everybody. Now, Glasser argues that partisanship has diminished the ACLU and has dragged it leftward to the point of actually no longer defending those whose speech does not reflect their values. I'm so sick of any time it comes to leftist or left-of-center public policy, of whether it's the president or the vice president or some dumbass congressman or somebody else telling us about how, well, you know, we're doing this because it reflects our values. Well, what are your values? In this episode, Ira Glasser wanted viewers to know why he believes that the ACLU stepped back from defending free speech. Why? Why did they step back from defending free speech? Why is it that they suddenly think that free speech is so dangerous? Well, let's take a listen to why. If I can get it to start, we'll take a listen to why.
That I've been able to really enjoy free speech, especially here on HBO, at ABC before they fired me. But in general, and comedians weren't always. I mean, you've been with the ACLU a long time. Were you there when Lenny Bruce was going through his problems?
No, not quite. Not quite.
But you're aware he had like
nine
trials.
Right.
They put him on trial for things that every comic now says openly. So where's the ACLU?
Well, you know, they tried to prosecute people for wearing flag shirts, American flag shirts. Now you see American flag decals on everything.
Right.
People make underwear out of it, toilet paper out of it. But in the 60s, they prosecuted people.
You were head of this organization, excuse me, for 25 years almost. I mean, from 1978 to into this century.
Right.
It's changing. I mean, it was a stalwart defender of free speech and civil liberties. Is it still that?
Not as much. I mean, they just produced a couple of years ago new guidelines for their lawyers to use when deciding what free speech cases to take.
Now, we're going to hear what those new guidelines are. This is Ira Glasser. He's the former executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union. Now, any organization, you know, whether it be a conservative legal organization or a liberal legal organization, they're going to have guidelines by which they make decisions about which cases are we going to take or not case. the death row organizations that defend people on death row, they don't just take every case, because I'm sure that every person on death row believes that they are innocent and that they should not be put to death. Well, the organizations that will defend people on death row had guidelines. They have metrics by which they decide which cases they're going to take or not take, which is sometimes, I'm sure, very agonizing for them. Why would you have guidelines about which cases to take or not take if you're defending free speech? Well, Ira Glasser is going to explain what those guidelines are, and I want you to hear them. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at RiverfrontPlayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Well, you stumbled onto the weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm glad you did. And you'll be glad you did, too. Yeah, I promise you will. I never irritate anybody. I never do anything. So, just, it's pretty bland. Ira Glasser, former executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, I guess it would be a week ago now with Bill Maher. And they were talking about free speech. And you know, I talk about free speech a lot. After all, it's the First Amendment. And without free speech, virtually all the other amendments are worthless. Because you have to have the ability to confront, to argue with, vehemently, sometimes even rudely, with government officials. Now, I don't encourage you to be rude, but sometimes you just have to be fairly forceful. And I think that we're now living in a culture where free speech is being so denigrated and so bastardized that it's one of the reasons why the country has taken such a leftward tilt and why, well, if you're, you know, just think about the term MAGA. Now, I don't care if somebody addresses me as MAGA, thinks that I am or am not. I really don't care. But the left uses that terminology as a pejorative, as negative. Well, to some people it is, some people it isn't. Some Republicans believe they are, and some Republicans don't believe they are. Some people find it offensive, some people don't. But if you dare use some similar phrase toward those on the left, instead of just letting it roll off, well, you either become racist or whatever it might be. And that's because they don't want to engage on the issue. So Ira Glasser is about to explain why, or not why, but what the ACLU does now when they decide whether or not to take a free speech case. And I find it utterly fascinating because it encapsulates what's happened to free speech in the country.
There's a requirement now for the national ACLU lawyers that before they take a case defending someone's free speech, they have to make sure that the speech doesn't offend or threaten other civil liberties values.
Wait a minute. Before you take a free speech case, you have to make sure it's not going to offend somebody else? doesn't that kind of defeat the whole purpose of taking a free speech case? Free speech doesn't mean speech that's not offensive. Free speech is free speech. Speech that is both, oh, so sweet and nice. And free speech is that which is offensive. Even vulgar speech is free speech. Even hate speech is free speech. That's the one that drives me the battiest. Oh, you can't say that because it's hate speech. Really? Why? Well, because it's hateful towards someone. Well, so what? Well, because it offends them. Well, good. You know what? Maybe I'm trying to offend somebody. Oh, you can't do that. What kind of person are you? Well, I'm an a-hole. So deal with it. You know, some people actually are. Some people actually think that I am. Because I'm pretty much an absolute. I guess you can't say pretty much an absolutist. I am an absolutist when it comes to free speech.
In other words, right. Before they're going to defend your free speech, they want to see what you say.
And
that's the ACLU? No, that's the government. What is the ACLU doing?
Sir? I read that quote. Then the phrase was values contrary
to our value.
Our values. But your value is free speech.
Yeah.
I mean, the most famous case, you defended the Nazis being able to march in Skokie, Illinois in 1977.
Right.
Okay. I'm guessing the Nazis did not reflect your values.
That's a good guess.
Right.
two Jews talking to each other about how the ACLU in the 70s defended the Nazis being able to march in Skokie, Illinois. It's a very famous case. And here are two Jews saying, yeah, they didn't represent our values, but we believe that they had a free speech right to go march. Not today. Not today.
Actually, most of the speech we defended didn't affect.
Of course.
That's what it is. That's the point.
That is the point. And you mentioned the flag. This is the problem, I think, that humans have, but now they have a bigger problem with it than they did in the old days when they were more sophisticated. There's concepts like free speech, and then there's Nazis and flags, which are concrete.
Wow.
And you see a Nazi, you see a flag burning, you don't like it.
Or if you're anti-tobacco, you see a tobacco ad, and you don't like that. Or if,
right.
Or if you're for women's equality, you see Playboy magazine, you don't like that.
They make an incredibly brilliant point here. And that is, you see something concrete and you don't like it. And that's all you focus on. You don't focus on the idea that, well, yeah, I don't like that, but, well, somebody else must. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Doesn't mean I have to approve of it. But it does mean that, and I'm going to use the term accept, that you accept it because someone is exercising their free speech. You can still hate it. You can find it abhorrent. You can find it vulgar and disgusting. You can wish it didn't exist. But what you ought to be doing is celebrating the fact that we live in a country where they can say and do those things. Because guess what? Let's reverse the roles. If you don't believe for a second that I say things on this program or my weekday program that people find offensive, then you haven't listened to me. Because I just tell you what I think. And sometimes people find that offensive. And sometimes when people find what I say offensive, counter that with their speech, I'm willing to listen to that. I may or may not change my mind, but I'm willing to listen to it. That's how critical thinking operates. That's how free speech enables us to decide, for example, on a public policy, on a piece of legislation, on a rule, a regulation, or a policy that, you know, a bureaucrat somewhere is trying to impose upon us, or that the Congress or your state legislature is trying to impose upon you. The ability to go to a school board, for example, and to say things or to argue about things that you may or may not like or they may or may not like, that's the whole idea. That's the idea. That's what you're supposed to be able to do. Someone sent me an example of that. And when we get back from the break, you'll hear it. But during the break, in addition to listening to our sponsors, obviously, I'd like for you to think about those things, particularly if you're a conservative, those things that liberals say that offend you. Now, think about, do you support their right to say those things? Because if you do, then what you ought to be willing to do is to counter those ideas or those concepts with your own speech. We'll hear from a constituent at a school board meeting next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dynavite. In a small Tennessee town, a killer was caught by unlikely investigators, high school students, and their teacher, Alex Campbell. Though the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation supports their theory, no charges have been filed. Murder 101 follows the students as they endeavor to complete the assignment.
Once you start getting a few tips or a few leads or a few identifications, then the cold case isn't so cold anymore.
Listen to Murder 101 wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. You can always interact with the program by sending me a text message. You text this number, 33103. I don't want you to hear that yet. You text to 33103 and start your text with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. Don't forget, go subscribe to that podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown, on your podcast app. That's what you search for. Hit the subscribe button. And today, follow me on X or Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. So we're talking about free speech. And Ira Glasser, who is a hardcore lefty, talking to Bill Maher, who is a hardcore lefty, describing how the ACLU now decides whether or not to take free speech cases based on whether or not the speech that they might be defending offends somebody. It's the complete opposite of where they were in the 70s and the 80s, well, for that matter, all the way up to through 2000 or so. The ACLU, as much as you and I might have seen it as a liberal organization, nonetheless was engaged in really good work defending civil liberties. And I think their current standards that say, hey, before we decide to take a case, we've got to decide whether or not the speech that we're going to defend offends anybody. Well, that's back-assward. What are you doing? You might have other reasons to take a case or not take a case, but because it offends somebody, that's the very essence of free speech. I said earlier that one of the things that we have to learn is that speech enables us to speak to the powerful, to the people that we elect. Now, I've always thought that those roles should be reversed. We are the powerful. The people that we elect, I know this sounds naive, they work for us. They represent us. And they need to sit down, shut up, and listen to us, as opposed to them to telling us to shut up and listen to them. This was sent to me from a listener. So, Con Diddy, as you go on Twitter, you get credit for this. And I just want to give Damien a warning. There's no foul language here, but it does get intense. This is a constituent at a school board meeting. This is a badass at work.
You can count on me. It's to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power is...
He just called the president of the school board Benito Mussolini. Offensive? Yeah, maybe so. I'd be offended if somebody called me Hitler or Mussolini or Mao. But you want to call me that? Have at it, bucko. Have at it.
Supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr. Campbell, it is not government policy. Do not warn me or interrupt my time.
This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country. This nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic, and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. My right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Teresa Gibson with immediate effect. And after you... you terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America.
Don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America. He's pretty hot, isn't he? He's really hot. Now, if you're on the receiving end of that, if you're a school board member, or you're a state representative, state senator, you're a county commissioner, I don't care. I really don't care what you are. If you're on the receiving end of that, your blood's beginning to boil. Your blood pressure's going up. You're getting red in the face. You're getting angry. You're getting mad. Now, you can throw it right back at him, and that's fine with me. But here's what you don't do. You don't hit the mute button. He called it the mute button. I found that kind of funny. You don't hit the mute button. You don't cut him off. You ran for office. You sit there, and you take it. And then when he's finished, if you want to retort, then have at it. But, and I'm not advocating that we should all be that vehement, that we should all be that expressive or angry. Or maybe we should. Maybe we should. Because maybe it's time that those who are elected to office realize that they serve us. You know, if you are, I'm trying to think of an analogy. If you're a waiter in a restaurant, I mean, it's not a perfect analogy because it's not a government situation. But, you know, if I get mad at the waiter or the waitress because something's not cooked right, or I want to speak to the manager, I get mad at the manager because the food's not done right, or it's spoiled, or whatever, I should be able to do that. And I'm the customer. Now, they can say, hey, we're going to kick you out because you're being rude and you're interrupting, blah, 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 blah. But part of that exchange is part of doing business. People are going to get pissed off. Let me tell you, I understand that because, well, what I should do is I should start collecting tweets or posts, whatever we call them now. I should start collecting tweets or text messages of people that are ripping me a new a-hole and read those on there because they're freaking hilarious. But the point that I want to drill into you is never forget that when you go to the voting booth and you vote for someone and they get, you know, a plurality or a majority and they take office, they don't suddenly become superior to you. They don't suddenly become better than you. They are your servants. They are there as your representative. And we have allowed in this country to have that completely inverted to the point where, now, should you show them respect? Sure, show them some respect. But if you need to get angry at them, you can get angry at them. They serve you. Now, I'm not advocating. Don't take this to some part that I don't want you to take it to, and that is that we need to yell at elected officials all the time, because we don't need to yell at them. But there needs to be a fundamental understanding that government is not and should not be subservient to the people. I mean, they should not be our overlords. They should be subservient to the people. They serve us. And I think that's been upended. You know, congressman, whom I know quite well, spent almost 6 years in D.C. testifying, working beside them, working with governors all around the country. Most of them, I want to believe, are really trying to do the right thing. And I know it's funny because as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, I was treated with great deference. But at the same time, I never lost sight of the fact that I served at the pleasure of the president. So the president President Bush could have decided at any day, I don't like the shoes that you're wearing. So you're out of here. And that's the end of it. But I always found it awkward. because I was there doing a job for them, for citizens, for the people of this country. And it seems that over time, we've lost that kind of sense. So you don't necessarily have to yell at everybody like this guy did. But don't let them intimidate you. All right? Don't let them intimidate you. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOOL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TOOL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TOOL.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Damien and I were having a conversation during the break, which is, I want to continue on air for a moment, so I'm going to push the next story off for just a second. Law enforcement and government officials, whether that, and I want to make sure we understand the difference between the two. Law enforcement, for example, a cop on the beat, or a government official, say a bureaucrat that is works for the EPA or works for, you know, some inspection, you know, their health and safety inspection or whatever. They may indeed violate your right of free speech. They may violate many of your constitutional liberties. The difficult part that we have when that's happening to us is that we want to defend those rights at that moment, either on the curb where the cop has us standing or waiting, or in our business where the little government bureaucrat is doing something that we think is unlawful, we want to do it there on the spot. And I've always advised people, you're never going to win that there, because they're going to do what they want to do, because they have the power of the government behind them. And so they can either haul your ass off to jail, or they can write you up for, you know, they can start finding on an inspection every little tiny thing that they would otherwise miss, or they would just overlook. Man, they're going to write you up for everything. So you're going to make everything worse.
But here's my question, Mike.
Okay.
With this, isn't that against the law?
It very well may be against the law, but you're not going to win it on the street corner. And or in the business.
Now, I get that. Not winning it on the street corner. But doesn't it get worse that you're violating my rights, number one? Two, you are illegally adding on charges that you didn't even stop me for. So now you are nitpicking, finding little things to say, okay, I'm adding this up because you know as a law enforcement officer, every little charge, it adds up.
And every little time that you counter the cop or the inspector, they're just going to come down harder and harder and harder, because there's no third party to say to the cop or to you, you're wrong or you're wrong. That's only going to be decided in a courtroom where these issues are enforced and decided. So the horrible reality is you got to bite your lip, you got to bite your tongue. Let them do what they're going to do, and then you got to sue them in federal court for violation of your constitutional rights, or in state court or wherever it might be, or even in an administrative court. That's where you're going to win. That's where you're going to have it adjudicated who's right and who's wrong. You're never going to win that. And let's take it off the streets for a moment, and let's just say that it's a situation where it's an inspection of a business. You can argue with that inspector all day long. You can scream and yell and holler. And the more you do, the more things are going to find wrong. And I think that is wrong. I think it's unlawful. And I think it's a horrible way that the government treats people. But you're never going to have either the cop or the inspector say, oh, crap, you're right. I'm overreacting here. I'm doing it wrong. I'm sorry. Here. Let me tear up this ticket. Let me erase all of these things that I found wrong. That's never going to happen, Damien. It's never going to happen in your lifetime or my lifetime. That's why you have to wait until you can find a third party that will objectively look at it and say, oh, you were right or you're wrong. And in this day and age, because remember, photography is not a crime. In fact, there used to be, I don't know whether it still exists or not, there used to be a website called Photography is Not a Crime. And it documented all the cases where cops or inspectors or somebody else will say, oh, you can't video me. Oh, the hell I can. Yes, I can. And now you have the evidence to use if you want to enforce your civil rights later in a courtroom. It's the difference between, there's no justice on the street or in the business.
Now, correct it's me only if in the I'm courtroom. Wrong, Mike. Correct me do if it. I'm wrong.
All right.
If you do go to court and you win, who's the person? Who's losing? Is it the taxpayers or is it the officer?
Well, that depends on what the officer does. It could be both. It could be the officer is going to be held civilly liable for violating your rights because his actions are so egregious that he has no qualified immunity. So the immunity disappears, and now he's going to be held personally liable. And that's why I'm okay with qualified immunity. I know this is probably, if you're listening into this conversation Damien and I are having, I don't want to get too technical, but qualified immunity is generally okay. And qualified immunity can disappear when something that the cops do is so egregious, is so over the top, that immunity goes away because he has now stepped outside his lawful authority to do whatever he's doing. There's no qualified immunity for that. And you can hold the cop personally liable. And I think cops should be held in some instances personally liable for the things they do, just as inspectors should be. But I just want people to remember, you're not going to win that argument in the gutter, on the street, or in the back of the business as the inspector's making the inspection, because they're never going to cave. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment, and we have the ability to then take them and hold them accountable for the wrongdoings that they did. And I know you don't like that answer, but that's the way it works. Right? You don't like the answer, do you?
No, I mean, I know you can make things worse on yourself, and I do know that.
Right.
I just know I look at, if I do go to court, taxpayers is paying that, is footing that bill now.
Sometimes, but not always. And some people throw this argument at me, but I can't afford to go to court. If you do, there are so many what are called public interest law firms and public interest organizations now, that if your case is strong enough and egregious enough, and you can find groups all over the country that will take your case and they'll foot the bill. Now, if they're found liable, in some cases, yeah, the taxpayers will end up paying that bill for both the legal fees and for the violation of the civil rights. But sometimes, nope, you can be personally held liable for that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. When we get back, we're cracking up. We're totally cracking up.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure we never forget. Since then, it's been supporting America's heroes and their families. Heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook, who was killed in Iraq. Hook left behind a pregnant fiancé who gave birth to a son he would never meet. Tunnel to Towers paid off the mortgage on their home. America's heroes need your help now more than ever. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.